following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Bears veteran Patrick Manley, and more of your favorite Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
The second week of training camp is underway here in Bourbonnais, and it's show number two. Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority, Zach Zaidman, along with the long snapper, Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear in the history of the Chicago Bears organization, and pleased to be joined here on show number two by a man who rarely gets called by his name, the new tight end, Martellus Bennett. He's got like 4,000 nicknames, but no one ever calls you Martellus Bennett.
There's a reason for that. Growing up, I was a huge fan of Shaq and Muhammad Ali. Okay. So if you ever see me do interviews or come up with nicknames like Shaq Fu, you know, Shaqalicious, all that stuff, that's why I have a lot of nicknames. I was a big fan of Shaq.
What's your favorite one over all time?
For you, yeah. Probably just, I have to say Marty.
Come on, you've had some good ones.
Was Marty, because when I was in college, everybody used to slaughter my name, Martellus, which is, I like Martellus because it sounds like some Greek god or something. But so
you Coach could just go with that.
So I always say Marty's my white name. So if I ever want to get a job, I put Marty Bennett on the application instead of Martellus, because if I put Martellus on it, that's ethnic. You know, I show up, they already know, like, hey, they might just breeze over my application, you know. So I like Marty because it works in all areas.
Man. By the way, Pat, I don't know if he started out, at least when he first became a Bear, you were known as the Black Unicorn.
Yes.
Right? That's a nickname you gave yourself.
Most of my nicknames I gave myself.
Right, you're one of those guys. It's okay. I mean, nothing wrong. Can I call you Marty, by the way?
You can call me Marty.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a fireside chat here with Marty Bennett, Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley with you here on Bears All Access with the new Bears tight end. Now, you went from Black Unicorn earlier this week. You changed the name to Orange something.
Orange Dinosaur.
The Orange Dinosaur.
Well, I like the Orange Dinosaur because I'm working on a cartoon right now. I've been working on it for about 7 months, and it's going to come out next year, and it's called the Orange Dinosaur. And I like dinosaurs, and orange is one of my favorite colors. So, and I like trigger words, like dinosaurs. Like I think of dinosaurs all day, which is probably weird. And the color orange is all over the place, so I wanted two very triggered words that triggered your mind to think about the orange dinosaur. So, like, Jurassic Park is always around because dinosaurs are always relevant, whether we like it or not. So I just went with the orange dinosaur.
He's the exact opposite, Pat, of former baseball player Carl Everett. I remember a few years ago, he was a former White Sox player, and someone asked him about dinosaurs, and he believed they didn't exist, even though we've got fossils that proved.
Oh, he believed they never existed?
Never existed, that there was no such thing as that. And look, Marty's getting mad. He's hearing this story. It's riling him up.
Well, there's a couple things. Sometimes I think scientists lie to us, you know. Dinosaurs, I think they still exist. You know, there's
like
so much.
Still, like in 2013.
There's so much ocean and so much land that we haven't been able to, you know, just search or just. There's so many. Every day they're discovering new species. Like the Loch Ness Monsters lived in the deepest part of the blue of the ocean. Nobody's going down there. The pressure will explode if we go down there. You know what I'm saying? But it comes up when it wants to because it's made for that. You know, mermaids, mermans, they're around somewhere. I mean, I got
mermans? I've never seen a merman.
That's because they're not that good looking.
Yeah, they're, well, you know, my daughter and I watch about Little Mermaid. There's mermen on there swimming around in the background.
Yeah, they're fighting
with
the Tritons.
Yes. Yeah, I know they are.
How does this
We need
guy...
to have him talk to my daughter, man. They'd have some good stories.
Okay, I got a great story for you.
Go ahead.
Does your daughter have goldfish?
We did, and dad didn't handle them real well.
Did you have to flush it down the toilet?
We did, yes.
What did you tell her?
It passed away, and we had to send it on to a better place.
Okay, let me tell you what a better place is. In my cartoon,
I'd love to hear this.
There's this place called Amazing Zion, right? And the Great Lake of Amazing Zion, which is actually a huge glass toilet bowl, but it has the regular fish tank decorations in here. And this is where all the fish go that you flush down the toilet. And they have to stay. They grow really, really big, and they have to stay here so that all the other fish in the world can stay gold. because if you take one out of the toilet, the Great Lake of Amazingzon, all the other fish start to turn blue and get sick and die.
You know, I
like
used
that.
To think
that's what happened to all my fish. They all just started, turned blue and turned upside down.
I used to think Tommy Harris was a little off kilter. You know, back when he used to join us here for Bears All Access, Marty Bennett is taking it up a notch, but in a good way. Because here's what I like hearing is that, and I don't know if most people know this, but his brother Michael, right, plays for the Seattle Seahawks, and so you're an uncle again, right?
Yes.
Just recently.
I'm Uncle Marty again.
So these kids, I mean, you think about the things they're going to learn from watching Marty's cartoons.
Oh yeah, they're going to ask him Marty to put him to bed all the time.
They do. They call me to read them stories because I do voices. My brother doesn't do voices. So when I'm in town, they'd be like, read like Uncle Marty. He's like, well, call Uncle Marty. Let him read.
Yeah, right.
So this cartoon that you're putting together, are you the voices of the different characters in the cartoon, or are you just the guy that's doing the drawings?
Well, the number one, I'm a lot smarter than I look. I just look like this, okay? So so I do all the creations from, you know, I'm a creative director, so I write a lot. I create the whole world, and I work with different artists to, you know, to bring it to life and different things like that. So I'll be doing a voice, you know, and then I would like to have friends do voices. I have a couple cartoons I work on. I got one that's called The Uglies, which I'm going to get a bunch of guys, but you could kill off the character in the beginning of the show if somebody else a guest show. So I want to bring guys on, have them create an ugly, and then kill them off in the show.
So how many cartoons have you written?
I've written three.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of Seth MacFarlane, Dr. Seuss, and Tim Burton.
I like this. This is very good. When we come back, we're going to do something strange here on Bears All Access. We're going to flip it around and talk a little bit about football, just a little bit. You know, because you were brought here to add explosive plays. In the last couple of days on the practice field, we have seen some explosive practice plays. Along with Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Sabin, our special guest for the entire hour, the new tight end of the Bears, Martellus Bennett. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. When the Bears get a takeaway this season, you will get a free Red's Tavern Double with purchase at Red Robin Restaurant. So watch the Bears game and then visit Red Robin, the home of Tavern Double Tuesday. Along with Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority with our special guest for the hour, tight end Martellus Bennett. He was talking about all these endeavors that he has off the football field, including putting together these cartoons for kids, and he's got all these different voices that he uses on these cartoons. Give us a different kind of voice for some of these characters.
I just use Martellus' voice. Sorry, raspy.
Use Marty, Martellus, the Black Unicorn voice, or all the above, or is there?
Well, I have one voice. I got other people who do other voices. but I mean, when I read, you know, I got like the grandmother voice. Depends what I'm reading, you know, I just switch it up and it's like a softer grandmother voice or, you know, things like that. But for the most part, I kind of just go with the flow. You know, each character has a different, like my,
you are your own character. So that's,
well,
you know what I mean?
I'm not the main character. The main character is actually Hispanic. You know, I love Hispanic people and the culture and a lot of things. I don't think they get a lot of credit. So I made a Hispanic superhero, you know. So McGuire is actually, he works at the theme park, Dinosaur Land. We do Dynamation, which is us making toys as well. And he's about 16, 17-year-old kid, and he becomes a superhero. He travels through Amazingzon on these amazing adventures.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And a lot of people, if they're listening right now, they're wondering, how does this guy have any time for football? But when you talk to your coaches and your teammates, they say this kind of attitude that you have, you know, the being driven for your off-the-field ventures, just the same on the football field. And to me, how do you balance that? That can't be easy.
Well, the biggest thing with me, I love to learn. I love playing football. I love doing these things, but I love, like, I have several passions. You know, there's nothing that says I was made just to be a football player. You know, I have different things and different goals in life that I want to accomplish. Like having my own cartoons is one of my top goals. You know, it's NFL, have my own cartoons, then directing movies and things, writing movies and things like that. So I just kind of, when I'm at work, you know, I'm locked in, you know, football, I'm always working and always thinking about different things. But if you see my notebooks, you know, I have notebooks like 40 notebooks just with football notes, you know, regular notes. I usually carry a small notebook on me if I'm like out in town or dinner with the wife, because if I have thoughts, I always write them down. I write everything
really?
Down.
So you're like Trestman that way, because he always carries around that little mini pad with the red pen.
Yeah.
And he's constantly taking notes. Are you like that?
He writes like a doctor, though. I write like a, you know.
It's a scribble. You can barely read. It's only legible for his eyes.
Yeah. I'll be wondering what he write down sometimes. So, but I love to read. I like to read books. I like being smarter than other people. You know what I'm saying? I like to be able to jump in. I don't know a lot about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot. You know, so I like to jump in different conversations. You know, and drop a little knowledge here and there, then jump out. You know, it's like double dutch.
Because that's, you know, in talking about Trestman earlier, he wants all the different players to break out of the cliques that they're in. You're new, so it's a little different. But I'm told that you kind of bounce around, like when the players eat dinner and lunch, you go from table to table, different group to different group, trying to let them know who you are.
You're never sitting in the same place.
No, I'm not a real cliquish guy. I'm actually a loner. And it's weird because I really don't like people, but I really like to, entertain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely are.
Yeah. So when I like to learn about the people who are around me too, you know, because if they were going to do something crazy, I like to be the first one to know, you know? So when I'm sitting down, I like to, all these guys from different backgrounds, we got different styles of fashion. There's so many people from different parts of the world on a football team. And I think everybody brings something different from the table. So I try to sit down and learn something about them as much as possible. And, you know, and I enjoy storytellers, you know, so if someone tells stories, I like to listen to the stories they tell. And, you know, maybe there's something we have in common there. And otherwise, I just like to know my teammates, you know, because if I know he has his kids, his family, you know, his daughter that he's going out here every day playing hard for, then I can't let him down. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm helping him get his check. You know, if I'm on punt, amen, I got to go make the tackle. So I got to help him get his check. And the same thing with me. I got to take care of him. I love my wife more than anything else in the world.
Yeah, well, you saw that. You ran off the practice field in the middle of practice to go give her a kiss the other day.
Yeah,
right?
My wife comes first. You know, football, I tell everybody, football comes at wife. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. I love my wife more than.
Totally understood.
Have you done that anywhere else?
Yeah. I love my wife more than I love Martellus, which is saying a lot.
did you do it in New York?
I did. Every time I see my wife,
Did Coughlin see it? Did he say anything?
Nah, he didn't. I mean, I'm kind of smooth, though, you know.
Stealth?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Bruce Wayne, you know. I always tell guys, be more like Bruce Wayne, less like Lil Wayne.
Hey, can I go back real quick? You said, talking about fashion and stuff, are you going to bring something new to our plane as far as your fashion? What's your fashion like? Does it match the personality?
Yeah, I believe fashion, number one thing, I think a lot of people dress their bodies and forget to dress their personality. So I'm huge at dressing my personality, but I design all my own suits.
Good.
So from top to bottom, do all my suits.
I mean, that's an XXXXL personality. I mean, that's a lot of thread.
I design my brother's suits.
Does he wear them?
Yeah. But I don't dress him like me. I dress him like his personality. He's more classic. You know, so I keep him like a navy blue, you know, a tan or a black. And then I give him a little flair with the tie, which he likes, you know.
Right.
So I don't make the suits. I just design the fabrics and stuff like that. So I love fashion. Sometimes I style my wife, you know, and my wife's a makeup artist. So sometimes I help her style the shoots that she's doing. And I just like fashion.
So what's your – because now they say, more so than the tie, the shoes are actually the big accessory now to kind of stand out.
And the socks?
Yeah.
Socks now?
I always wear funky socks. I like socks. Yeah, I think you could tell a lot about a man by his socks and the patterns on his socks and his tie.
Yeah, I just wear plain socks.
Yeah.
Just plain
well,
black,
I mean,
yeah.
You're
that
you're,
tells a lot about me. See, that's what I'm saying.
You're
exactly
potatoes.
Who I am.
I love polka dots. Polka dots is one of my favorite things.
Right.
I love polka dots.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm looking forward. We need some more variety on our team plans.
There's going to be a competition between me and Earl Bennett.
Oh, Earl,
Battle of the Bennetts.
Earl. But Earl's always got the Louis Vuitton wallet that sticks out the back pocket at like 2 inches.
These are the things. You are taking fans on a private trip right now
right.
through Bear Force One. This
That's
is
right.
I
That's
like
a good
this.
Bear Force One.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies, too, Air Force One.
Yeah. And it ended well because, you know, Harrison Ford was able to come down with the plane after he got rid of the bad guys.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, nah, he didn't come down with the plane. He was zip-lined onto
the Air Force came by. And,
now you're ruining the movie for everybody.
Yeah, listen, if they haven't seen
it. It's from 1986.
Zach Zedman, Patrick Manley, and Martellus Bennett with us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. When we come back, we didn't really get to the football, but I want to know if the relationship that you're beginning to establish with your quarterback, Jay Cutler, comes from what you saw Jason Witten and Tony Romo do in Dallas, and how similar that is to what's happening here in Chicago. Coming up, we'll talk some football next with Marty Bennett, the Orange Dinosaur, the former Black Unicorn, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. beginning September 4th on Comcast SportsNet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Sabin, Patrick Manley, joined by Bears tight end Martellus Bennett for the full hour here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. All right, Martellus, you start off in Dallas as an NFL player, and you watch one of the best quarterback tight end combos that you have in the league today in Tony Romo and Jason Witten. Then you go to the Giants and you kind of establish your own identity. 55 catches last year. That's a big deal because I don't know if you know this, but the man that you're essentially replacing, former Bear Kellen Davis, had 47 catches for his entire Bears career. So there's a little bit of a difference here in terms of what's going to be asked out of the position and the kind of performance that the Bears expect. And from what we understand, and I'm not in these meetings, you are. Apparently, you sit right next to Jay Cutler, like right behind him.
Yeah, I sit right behind him so that I can always whisper at him in the meeting, and I'm always tapping him on the shoulder, asking him questions. But I was fortunate. Jason Witten and Tony Romo are a great combo. I'm very jealous. I was very envious of what they had when I was there, and you know, I was angry about it. You know what I'm saying?
But so was T.O.
You know, but at the same time, Witten's a hell of a player. You know, right. I watched him every single day. All I want to do is outdo him, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like I didn't really have the opportunity, really wasn't there. He's an established guy. You know, Romo's this guy. They had their thing going on. They have going on for 6-7 more years. So I left there, went to New York. New York was kind of like, you know, I know I could play at a high level, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my chance to really go out there. And I had an okay season. I didn't think my season was that great. You know, I thought it was okay. I think I could double what I did, you know, so.
Amen.
So when this is going on and you don't think you have a great season and the Bears are coming to you, do you go to Phil Emery? You know what? You don't have to pay me that much because it wasn't that great of a season.
I feel like I got paid less than what I wanted.
Always.
There you go.
So I felt like from what I put on tape, I got what I was worth.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? But I felt like I was better than what was on tape because I really didn't. I'm just coming blossoming and I'm
just scratching the surface.
Yeah. So now I feel like I'm here. Now you got to come cover me. You got to hold me. And when it's back in last year, it's kind of like, I could get open. I could do this. I hope I could get the ball on this play. Now I expect the ball every single play. I always knew how to get open. I know how to play football. Now it's just going out there and doing it. And I'm comfortable. You know, I know who I am. I know you line up against me. You worried about me. I'm not worried about you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was the biggest thing of growth. It was a lot of growth for me from when I left Dallas to New York to where I am, right now, from the way I train and what I got ready for. So, and seeing when I was with Eli, you know, just talking to him all the time and what he was expecting, you know, I just started being like, okay, that's what the quarterback likes, you know. Oh, he's like, oh, can you give me more dip at the top of your route so I could tell that you're going. So, you know, they say nonverbal communication, 75% of communication. Was by 90% on a football field. So when I talk to Cutler, I want him to know, like, if I see something, I was like, hey, you look at my head, that means I'm about to do this or do that. And he'd be like, okay, so now when I make a move, the ball's already in the air because he knows I'm breaking in because I might have a double move on it, but I have to get this guy off of me. If he's playing like this, expect me to do this. If he's doing this, I'm going to do that. And if he's doing that, I'm going to do this. So he knows what I'm going to be. And, you know, it's kind of like
that trust factor.
Yeah, it's an open book test. And I think if he could read my mind. I want him to be able to read my mind when I'm on the field, and I want to be able to read his because there's sometimes stuff comes up. You know, it happens. Football, they get paid not to make not let him complete a pass. So sometimes we got to kind of be on the same page where he expect me, he has to throw the ball. We need a first down. I got to get open, you know?
Working with two other quarterbacks like Romo and Eli, is there any stuff you learned from them that you've, like, brought over to Jay and said, hey, I've done this here before. Are these guys like this? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I do that a lot. They were different. I ain't talked to Romo. I have a great relationship with Romo. I ain't talked to him as much. You know, he's kind of a different type of guy, great quarterback, but we didn't really have a relationship where I talked to him a lot. But I talked to Eli a lot, and he was just or even about when we talk about Peyton and things that he did from the way their preparation was. So I try to prepare similar to them. You know, the things I saw. Jason Witten in preparation was top of notch. You know, when I was younger, I was like, man, he's staying after. What is he doing? It's 4:30. I'm out the door. Yeah. You know
but
what
now
mean?
You look back on it, aren't you happy as heck that you got to watch him play and practice and learn from him?
I learned how to be a professional, you know. So just all the things I learned from him. And then when I got my first chance to start trying to implement those into my football life, I thought I did an okay job with it last year. Now I feel like I got it all figured out, you know, not everything, but I know I have an individual plan for success for myself as well as my teammates. So I think I was able to create a plan to get where I am right now.
You know what I like watching from the sideline? I don't, you know, I take a knee most of practice, but is watching the size of Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Marty Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I've never seen that in all the years I've been here.
6'6", 6'4", 6'3".
It's unbelievable. And like today in the red zone, I mean, we move the ball. Or not the red zone, the two-minute drill. I haven't seen a move like that, and just the targets are huge that Jay's got to throw to. So it's fun to watch as a teammate and a fan, which I am.
And the crazy thing is we're all competing with each other.
You want the ball.
Yeah, like, oh, you made that play? I'm going to make one better than you, Brandon. That was a nice catch, but watch this next catch that I make. And then Alshon jumps in. He wants to outdo us.
That was yesterday during the red zone drill, right?
That's how we feel. Like, hey, Brandon, I get mad. Okay, that's what you're going to do, Brandon? Now watch me. It's my turn. You know, so we got this competitive thing where we're all happy for each other to succeed, but I want to outdo Brandon. Brandon wants to make sure he's one up on me, and Alshon wants the same thing. And when you got guys playing together like that, competing, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's fun to watch. I haven't seen it like that since I've been here. I mean, I haven't seen, like you said, the competition like that. It's pretty cool.
Now, you said that you have now gotten to the point in your career where you put the fear in the guy that's trying to, the defensive player that's in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's Julius Peppers, I don't think he gets scared.
Nah, you know, when it's Jay Pep, you know, it's a different game. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, two big bears in the middle of the field. You know, there's only a little bit of honey left. Who's going to get it? You know? But Jay Pep is a man, you know.
Isn't
so
he?
He tells me, like, we, you know, we go against each other. He's like, hey, good job on this. You know, I'm like, hey, you got me on this. He kind of laughs, you know. Because I had to pass block him a lot one-on-one, which is making me – there's only one Julius Peppers in the NFL.
And thank goodness for you.
Yeah, so I've blocked him in the past playing against him as well, but to get to go against him every day, I was fortunate to go against, like, JPP every day, mm-hmm. DeMarcus Ware, Anthony Spencer. Yep. So I always had good guys. That's why I could block so well, because those guys always helped me out when I was younger. Hey, try to do this or do that, or why'd you do this instead of this? So this is what I'm looking for.
Right.
So I always remember the things they tell me.
Now –
well, just real quick, back at that.
Go
like, back when we had Olin Krutz and Ted Washington here,
mm-hmm.
two of the best at their position, and every day at practice it was heated in competition, but they'd work at each other. You know, Pat, like you said, tap each other on the back. I was good here. You need to work on this. Let's work on that.
And those little tricks of the trade make you a lot better.
It makes you a lot better, especially going against great players like that.
Yeah, it didn't. The different thing, the stuff that people don't see, like in the weight room, like I see those guys, they work out, you know. I see guards that squatting 500 pounds. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to squat 500 pounds today. You know what I'm saying? They do 550. I'm doing 552. You know what I'm saying? Like what you could do, you try to do that. It's just the competitive nature.
It's a pride factor.
I don't, like, when I lift with the tight ends, I try to go so high that they got to back out, like, oh, I can't lift that. You know what I'm saying? They my teammates, but at the same time, I just want to let them know, like, hey, I'm still a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come to this rack, you better bring it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I feel bad for guys like Fendi, Anubon, and you've got Kyle Adams. They can't compete with
that. Well, that was one of the first things I noticed when I got here. We worked out a couple days together in the squat racks, and I was like, I can't even. First off, just the athletic ability of throwing the weight around, then the amount of weight he was putting on there. I was like, we got a player here. This guy's going to be pretty dang good.
If it makes you feel better, I don't think that he can snap the ball like you can.
No, I can't snap the ball at all. It'd probably hit me in my back. See, but Fendi went to high school with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're
that's
basketball right. teammates in high school.
That's right.
Fendi was the number one player in the country in basketball at one point. And I was a basketball player, but I was kind of just like a football player playing basketball. But when we became friends as a freshman, I was like, I'm going to be better than him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're friends, but the whole time I'm competing with him. He don't know I'm competing with him.
It's like competing with a little brother. You
know,
you want to be better. Yeah.
And
or vice versa.
Senior year, I got player of the year, Houston. You know?
Yeah, not bad. By the way, could you beat Peppers in basketball?
I played against him.
You did?
Yes.
AAU?
No, this summer.
Oh, this summer.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Who won?
Oh, he's on different teams.
Nah, that doesn't count.
But, I mean, I guarded him, and it was pretty tough. I mean, the guy's he's smooth.
Yeah.
I was like, man, and then he bumps you. I'm a big dude. He bumped me. I'm like, whoa. He's laying it up. I'm like, and he's like, he's
He's smooth.
He's smooth, like kind of like a big Brandon Roy. Like Brandon Roy doesn't look like he's moving fast, but he's beating everybody off the dribble.
I mean, when Derrick Rose went down this year, that Bull should have given Pep a call. You know, instead he's watching all this Miami Heat basketball. He should have been a Bull.
I asked Pep one day. I said, "Do you think you can play in the NBA?" And he said, "I don't know if I could play." He goes, "I could be like the third. What do they have? 12 guys on the bench." He said he could probably do that. But that guy, I watched him a lot because I was at Duke when he was at Carolina. That guy was good.
Yeah, impressive. They don't just put anybody on the North Carolina basketball team. No. They're telling me, Mayor, I got to take a break. Right. When we come back, the most exciting part of the radio program will begin. Martellus, you have no idea what this is. It's called Are You a Bears Authority? We'll explain next. Patrick Manley is here. So's Martellus Bennett. I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
See the Chicago Bears for the first time at Soldier Field this season. Tickets on sale now for the 2013 Comcast Bears Family Fest, presented by Chase on Saturday, August 3rd. Visit chicagobears.com to get tickets.
You know, a month from now, Patrick Manley is going to be taking my job, and there will be no need for me on the show. Excellent job in your maiden voyage.
Yeah, I stuttered on that one.
You want to do it again? Just to?
No, it's all right. I'll get it next time.
You've got all year to.
That was a low snap.
To iron things out. Patrick Manley is along. I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's been a blast so far on the show, joined by the new tight end, Martellus Bennett. I still want to know what idiot called you Martellus. if you see your name spelled out, why would you pronounce it anything but Martellus?
I don't know.
Did that person also call you Benet?
Sometimes I like it. I don't know. I want to go by look like I'm French sometimes, you know?
Martellus Benet. That's your new nickname.
Martellus Benet.
That'd be your new Twitter handle.
My suave move. I like Marty Sars Rex. That's I got my own font. You know, I designed my own dinosaur font. You'll be able to download it, and when you, like in Word, you'll be able to use it.
Really? And why? I'm guessing that since you like dinosaurs so much, think they still exist on planet Earth, we just haven't seen them in a while, that's why you went with your Twitter handle.
Yeah, I mean, Marty Sars Rex, I mean, it just sounds, like, so cool.
I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, it fits you perfectly.
He's 6'6". I'm not going to argue with him.
And I kind of walk like a dinosaur, too. Really? Earl Benny always talking about how I walk like I'm listening to music all the time. I was like, I can't help it.
Well, the good thing is you're not like a T-Rex. You don't have short arms.
I know. You can try to make, imagine a T-Rex trying to make his own bed.
They sleep in beds, huh? That's interesting. All right, we got to play Are You a Bears Authority? It's brought to you by Sports Authority, and it's the highest rated segment on the show. It's a trivia contest, essentially, and I ask you guys a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer right in front of you like this. And whichever buzzer goes off first, that person has an opportunity to answer the question first. And if you get it right, we move on to the next one. If you get it wrong, the other guy has an opportunity to answer the question, and it's a best of seven. So whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Patrick, you're going to be playing for Blake Staley from Chicago, and Martellus, you're going to be playing for Sean Musial from Tinley Park. And if you're listening right now and you want to sign up for a future game Heroes, all you have to do, go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our old shows. Are you ready for this?
So are these questions about bears like pandas, koalas?
No, Chicago Bears and different aspects of the organization. You know, you took a history course when you first became a Bear. Don't they run you through a history of the Bears organization?
It's all over our hallways, but you learn it as you get here. You'll learn it
quickly.
They're
remodeling, though.
That's right. You forgot,
so
forgot
really
about
that.
Yeah,
much.
You haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, so technically
I watched the Life of Dicka, though, football life.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different Bears. That, you know, 15 years ago today, I believe Mike Singletary was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. A lot of history with this franchise. All right, here we go. Ready? The Bears will honor Mike Ditka this season in a ceremony to retire his number at the Cowboys-Bears game. Ditka has the fifth most catches in Bears history. Who has the most catches in Bears history? And here's a hint. All right, Martellus.
Willie Gault.
Incorrect. The hint is he is not a wide receiver.
Oh.
Patrick?
Walter Payton?
Correct.
Walter Payton has every record. It's like,
just about
you could answer Walter Payton from all these. Yeah. You probably could have them, right?
That's like doing a Christmas tree on a Scantron.
A, B, C, D. Even by getting the question wrong, I feel like I have to give him at least something correct there. Patrick Manley leads Martellus Bennett 1-0 here on the Are You a Bears Authority trivia show. Question number two. How many sacks did Julius Peppers have last season? Patrick.
11.
Incorrect.
I didn't think it was double digits, so I would have to say 9.5.
Incorrect. 11.5. That was the answer. All right.
So my man Short, man, I should knew he had double digits.
Yeah, who said that? All right, so the game is still 1-0 in favor of Patrick over Martellus. Here we go. Question number three. Where did Henry Melton play his college Patrick.
Texas.
Man, they suck. I hate
Longhorns. He just didn't want to say Texas. That's why he gave it to me.
Yellow bellies.
He just couldn't say.
That's what we call them.
Because for people who don't know, Martellus went to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Henry with the grapevine. I played against him in 707 in high school. He was a running back.
He was.
Big, fat guy running the ball.
He still is big and fat.
Yeah. Well, there's two different fats, though. There's a healthy fat and an unhealthy fat.
Yeah, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Was he skinny fat?
He was a healthy fat now.
Back then?
No, he was unhealthy fat.
Wait. What is a healthy fat compared to an unhealthy fat?
Because there's some people that are just big people, but like healthy fat, like you know what an unhealthy fat person walks past you, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, you know
there are
what
a few of them in the media.
And then there's some people who there's some people who are healthy fat, like you know, like some of the offensive linemen, they're big but they're healthy as well. You know, like. They can't help it that they're like fat, but they could do something about the way.
Yeah, they're athletic despite being.
And they work out, you know, their heart rate, you know, they're not obese, you know.
Right.
Well, every athlete's obese, actually.
Yeah, if you go on
the BPI chart. So
doesn't
stupid.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm supposed to weigh like 230 pounds. I'm like.
Are you concerned about your health going forward?
No.
All right, good. Let's continue the game. And if you're just tuning in, we're playing Are You a Bears Authority here on Bears All Access with Patrick Manley and tight end Martellus Bennett. And Patrick has a 2-0 lead over Martellus. Question number four. What was the name of the Canadian Football League team that Mark Trestman?
My buzzer not working.
His is broken. I got to give it to him. He was over there banging on it. Got to give him a chance.
All right. Martellus.
I just had the name. You messed me up, bro.
The question is, what was the name of the Canadian Football League team?
The Jabberwockies.
Is that a character in one of your books?
That is incorrect.
The Alouettes.
Yes, correct.
What was it?
The Alouettes.
The Alouettes. And Patrick's rolling here right now, a 3-0 lead over Martellus.
I think y'all gave him the question before we got here.
He wishes. Question.
It's a conspiracy.
I needed him last week.
This is the government. It's all a conspiracy.
Question five. Bears first-round draft pick Kyle Long was also drafted in the 2008 baseball draft by the White Sox to play what position? Patrick.
Pitcher.
Correct. And we have a sweep.
I just want to let you know that my intelligence is in different categories, and this just wasn't mine. It wasn't like Jeopardy. I didn't get to pick the category. So. Sorry to let you down.
All right, so we apologize to Sean Musial from Tinley Park. At least he had an opportunity to play with Martellus, which is That's always right. fun. And Patrick Manley, Blake Staley, a lucky person because of you, wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority because you won the game, a 4-0 sweep over Marty. When we come back, you know, you did go to Texas A&M. Do you follow what's been going on with the current quarterback at that university? And if you could, would you give him some advice? We'll discuss next right here on the show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sign up for the opportunity to win the Chicago Bears Bedroom Makeover Sweepstakes brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. Win top-of-the-line Tempur-Pedic mattress, base, sheets, and more, as well as a $500 shopping spree in the Chicago Bears Pro Shop. Visit chicagobears.com/Tempur-Pedic for your chance to win a Bears Bedroom Makeover. Ends Monday, August 12th, which is 2 days before you guys end camp. And I'm sure you are looking very much forward to driving out of here. But you understand, I mean, training camp's a necessary evil, right? You got to go through it, don't you?
I mean, I'm good. We can practice anywhere. I just like the weather, go home and be with my wife and hang out, you know?
See, I'm the opposite. My wife, I think, wants me out of the house for these 2 weeks.
See, my wife is like my only friend. So if I'm gone, she has nobody to hang out with. And if she's gone, I have nobody to hang out with. When she leaves, I don't eat. I don't do anything. She's like, I don't know. I'll just eat tomorrow, you know?
Don't you have pets?
I have two dogs.
So, I mean, she's with the dogs, right?
Yeah, it's Sebastian Janikowski is my giant schnauzer. And Zero is my Australian Labradoodle.
you have a dog.
How did you get Sebastian Janikowski? You call him Seabass for short?
Like, yeah. I just like the name.
Yeah, it is a good name. It's a great kicker name. That's a great kicker.
It's a great name for a schnauzer, too. He looks like a...
I would love to – I hope Sebastian Janikowski is listening to this because that third preseason game, that would be a heck of a conversation.
Yeah, does he know that you have a dog named after him?
I don't know.
We got to let him know. We'll let him know when I go out there and talk to the kickers and snappers like our pregame ritual.
He's a beast, though,
he's
too.
He's a big dude.
Yes, he is. He is a beast.
Good kicker.
He makes Robbie Gould look very small. Yeah. Physically.
Yes. Everybody makes Robbie Gould look very small. Robbie Gould could shop at Baby Gap.
Oh, I can't wait to give him that one. That's a good one.
I love Robbie Gould.
Can I steal that one from you?
You can steal that one. I have lots of them.
All right.
Yeah, there was a player on your team that that told me to ask this question. You probably know already who it is, but he said, ask the guys if the world was made of Jell-O.
What color would it be?
And he said Martellus would go on for about 35 minutes.
I told him. He asked me this question. Who asked me this yesterday? Somebody asked me this yesterday. Was it Robbie?
It was probably Robbie, yeah.
If the world was yellow, what color would it be?
Yeah, and I'm not saying it was Robbie. I'm not saying that it wasn't.
I told him it would be separated by cities and places.
It was actually my daughter that came up with that question. We were bored with the punters, kickers, and long snappers. And I was telling a story that, like, when I'm in the car and my daughter's staring out the window, she'll be like, Dad, what if the world was made of Jell-O? And then I'll just have to fire back random questions like, what color would it be? Can we eat it? And it's just, that's our conversation.
Does she like?
But I think you would like to maybe ride with us.
Do you know that? Yeah. Do you know that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs Part 2 is about to come out?
And
it looks amazing.
I just missed Despicable Me, too. She went.
It was really good. Yeah. It was funny. I saw it in 3D.
Yeah.
I think you see everything in 3D.
Well, I try not to. It kind of hurt my eyes. I'm a huge fan of Pixar and DreamWorks. Like, if I could intern for them in the summer, I would.
Right.
Oh, that'd be good.
That would be pretty cool. I just have this vision of you wearing the old school 3D glasses watching game film. That's.
I kind of look like Marty McFly out there, though. You know what I'm saying? When I put them on.
This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Zach Zaidman and Patrick Manley here in our humble abode here in Bourbonnais, along with tight end Martellus Bennett.
You told me to Yeah, this place is kind of weird, but it's like, hey, come to my trailer, okay? It's a radio show in there, but Johnny
Manziel.
Okay, the advice I would give him is be discreet and don't get caught. I mean, if you're gonna do it the right way. You know, don't be all out in the open. You know, doing too much. If you want to go out there and have a good time, you deserve to have a good time. You're in college, you experience, but understand that there's a spotlight on you at all times. You know, you can't do what the other college kids are doing all the time. And if you do, surround yourself with people so that it doesn't get out. You throw the party. You know, when you throw a party back in the day, I used to throw a party, no phones allowed. When you come in the door, we get a pillowcase and we drop all the cell phones in there.
That's a good move.
And then, wherever, nobody could text nothing that happens back, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
and then you won't have random people showing up and people are texting out how good the party
so
is.
It's like, it's a great party.
Yeah.
And everybody's just focused on having a good time. Not that many people are Twitter and what's going on, texting. So, if Johnny, you want to have a party, host the party yourself. You get the security there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, no cell phones allowed.
I'll tell you, his biggest mistake. What are you doing going to a party at Texas if you play for A&M?
Well, we all did that. I mean, it's not that far. I mean, you go to Austin, you know, ain't nothing like going to Austin and taking their girls. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we beat y'all in football. We beat y'all in basketball. Now we at your party taking your girls. That's how it is. We ran Texas. You know what I'm saying? They all right. They prima donnas anyway. Mac Brown, I know you're still mad at me for not going there. You'll get over it.
Man, I'm old. I got recruited by North Carolina when Mac Brown was the head coach there.
Then you went to Duke.
Man, yeah.
I almost went to. Almost
hell yeah! See, he lost two guys.
I almost went to Texas just because of Sally Brown. She was nice, and she made me cookies.
Is that a recruiting violation?
I don't know.
And while we're at it, since it's obvious you're from Texas, where exactly in Texas are you from? I'm not making this up. If you go to the Cowboys media guide back in the day, one hometown's listed for you. You go to the Giants media guide, another hometown is listed, and then with the Bears, a third. Where are you from?
You know what? No, it's really funny about that. No one ever asked me. They just kind of put it in. I'm like, hey, I'm not from there. Well, I'm originally from San Diego. I was born in I'm a Navy brat.
The one in California.
In California. Right. There's a San Diego in every state. You know, so, but then when I was like my 9 and a half and 36 days or something like that, I moved to Houston.
Okay.
I'm from A-Leaf.
That's a lot of big-time athletes have gone to your high school, right?
Not my high school, but the ones around me. My high school is brand new my freshman year. I was the first class there.
Okay, so the other, how many A-Leafs are there in, there are a lot?
Well, that's A-Leaf Elsick, A-Leaf Hastings. So, like, Rashard Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of kids coming out of Texas, period, around our area. So.
But you were on the same high school basketball team as Chet Ozugu, right?
And is that his last name?
What do you call him?
sound like he's speaking Jumanji, man.
No, his name is Chet Ozugu, right?
Okay, I guess so, if you say so.
Do you? Well, I can't.
That's like a Street Fighter name. Chet Ozugu versus Ryu.
I'm not making it up. That's his name.
You come out like that.
and then Fendi Anuban. What, that's a real name too.
Yeah, I always think of. Well, I couldn't say his name at first. So I used to say Fendi on a bun.
Right.
That's how I thought of him because he liked to eat bread. So, but Cheddar, I think he's 2 years younger than me. Cheddar said he was at practice, but I don't remember seeing Cheddar at basketball practice, honestly. And I have a great memory. I'm like an elephant, right? I like elephants too.
Apparently.
But Fendi, we play AAU together. JerMichael Finley was on our team too.
My goodness.
So me and J Mike were considered D block when we was younger. Like the cell D block, like you in the jailhouse D block, because we didn't take nothing. We throw elbows in your neck, we dunking on you, getting rebounds, you know. But they were more skilled basketball players than us, but we were just tenacious. We would dunk everything. Like J Mike could have like 18 points, 18 rebounds. A lot of it, he's like Moses Malone out there getting his own rebound, but
Oh, what a team. What a bunch of characters. We've got to take another time out. When we come back, we'll wrap things up by kind of looking forward to what you expect out of the Bears and yourself this season. Martellus Bennett is along. I'm Zach Zaidman, and Patrick Manley is my co-host. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mean to it. Do it better than anybody
you ever. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, alongside the long snapper Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zaidman, and the tight end, man, is he entertaining, Martellus Bennett. You say one thing, and boom, he takes the next 35 minutes to go in 15 different
directions. Every year I'll kind of come out and I'll figure out who my new favorite Bear is. I think this is mine for sure. There's no doubt.
He's definitely the clubhouse leader at this particular time. All right, so we've been talking about a lot of different things, but ultimately, you were brought here to help improve an offense that's been problematic over the last few years. From what you've seen out there, what makes you believe that the Bears' offense is on the way up?
Well, the number one thing is that last year's team is last year's team. I think as a fan, people forget that. They just look at it's a new day. You know, this is a whole new team, new identity. We don't know where our identity is going to be as an offense just yet. We won't know until we start getting in games and start running different plays what works with our guys. We know that we have several guys who really play. We have a top five running back, Matt Forte. He doesn't get a lot of credit. It's probably because he's light-skinned. And but then, you know, we got Brandon Marshall, top receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, Earl Bennett. I say I got to make shirts that say Earl has to get his touches too. That's what the shirts are going to say. But I think – and then the offensive line is just – the guys have a different type of energy about themselves. I've been around a lot of good teams, you know, the Cowboys and the Giants, and the type of energy that we bring in is high right now. So I think that's the biggest thing. The only thing, you practice going fast, I believe you play how you practice. And right now, everyone's practicing very well. So we got guys stepping in when guys go down. We have three left tackles. We got guys playing left tackle and right tackle, you know, left guard, right guard. You know, it's so interchangeable that you can find the right formula that you need up front, you know, the right mix of guys. And then, you know, everybody's making plays right now. Cutler's taking charge. He's really, you know, people say a lot of things about Jay Cutler, but he's a great guy. You know, he's funny. He's great at leading in the huddle, you know, telling guys where you need to be. And I'm his sidekick, too.
Yeah. Oh, now you're his sidekick. Does he like you whispering in his ear?
Well, because I know all the parts of the offense. So, like, if a guy doesn't get lined up, I could tell him, hey, you have this. Or, you know, if they make a mic call, I'll be like, oh, no, you know what I'm saying? I can help him out. Like,
right.
Sometimes in a huddle, I'll be like, oh, nah, we got to flip that because you throw that from the far hash. So if a coach sent a play in wrong, I could tell coach sometimes, but, hey, coach, that's not right. You know, so it sounds weird, but, you know, so because he has so much on his plate, I want to help him out as much as possible.
And who knows? Is Brandon Marshall getting jealous of this relationship?
No, because me and Brandon are best friends. So, you know, I stay at his house in the summer when I work out with him. And his wife and my wife are best friends. They hang out all the time. And, you know, Brandon's a great guy, too. You know, so he pushes me to be better. And that's the kind of teammates you want.
Great. We got to say goodbye. What a show. Martellus Bennett, thank you. For Patrick Vanelli, I'm Zach Zaidman. Special thanks to Greg Miller, the executive producer, and, of course, Paul Zarang. Well,
I got
blast
two
through
questions.
Speakers. Go ahead, real
did
quick.
Did y'all play hip-hop because the black guy was on the show? That's why y'all did hip-hop?
No, this is the coolest show you'll ever hear on the radio.
And second, stay classy.
See you, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United.